Was it a charity for animals or a blank check for herself?
What you're saying is she has misappropriated funds and used it for her own personal benefit. Prove it.
I mean, I have pictures of things, but...
And this dogfight turns ugly.
She filed for divorce on her sick husband.
And that has what to do with my dogs?
Your character.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Melissa Duncan is suing Victoria Rigdon for damages resulting from libel, defamation, and false allegations.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 290 on the calendar in the matter of Duncan versus Rigdon.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Ms. Duncan, this is a pretty complicated case for us to try, but I'm going to make an attempt.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You started an organization that was recognized as a 501c3 by the tax department as a charitable organization for the rescue of bulldogs.
Yes, ma'am.
And you did that when?
The incorporation was started in March of 2017, and the 501c3 was issued to me in April of 2017.
Okay. Do you have a mission statement from your organization?
I don't have it with me, no, ma'am.
Well...
I can tell you from my heart what I have...
I don't want to know from your heart. I want to know what you said to the government when you applied for a 501c3 license. This organization is going to...
Oh.
Dot, 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 dot. Okay. Da, 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 and it will be run with funds. Anybody who donates will be able to take it off as a charitable deduction.
Right.
And I will have my books and records available to you. So I want to know, what was the mission of your organization? What did you intend to do?
To take in unwanted, dropped off, abused English bulldogs, to bring them into my rescue.
Bring them into your rescue means to bring them into your home?
And I had fosters all throughout the state of Florida.
Okay. How did you get the foster homes?
On Facebook, we have what we call Bully Nation. And I've been a part of that for years and years and years. It's people that are interested in bulldogs, that own bulldogs, that do fundraisers, that
rescue. Yeah, I mean, it's easy to do fundraisers for a cause. I'm just trying to figure out what the cause is.
It's for the rehabilitation, the vetting, and rehoming of English bulldogs.
Okay. How many do you have in your home today?
One.
How many did you have in your home 6 months ago?
In my home, I've only had one, ma'am.
You've only had one dog that's lived with you for how many years?
She's been with me for a year and a half. I've had many dogs overnight.
Just a second. Now I understand that you do not take in these dogs yourself, so you foster them. That's what it is. You foster them. Now I'd like you to give me the names of the foster homes that you have in the state of Florida since March or April of 2017.
I have got Barnett.
And they live in one house?
Yes, ma'am.
Where are they?
They live in Plant City, Florida.
Next name.
Citron.
Now, since April of 2017, how many bulldogs have the Barnetts? And you have their phone number, correct? Yes, I'm sure you do. They're your foster family. How many bulldogs have the Barnetts fostered?
Six.
And how much money have you paid them?
I have never paid anyone to foster.
Just a second. So you've paid them zero?
I paid just for the dog supplies, for the food crate.
Just a second.
Okay.
Have you given that money to them directly?
No, ma'am.
Well, how have you...
I take that back. I did give them $75 to stop and purchase a crate on the way home when we had an emergency case come in.
Fine. So you've given the Barnetts, who fostered six dogs, $75. Have your 501c3 paid for any vets for the six dogs that the Barnetts had?
For all of them, yes, ma'am.
And in your records, does it indicate how much you paid for the vets for the Barnetts?
Yes, ma'am.
How much? Just for the Barnetts.
$4,000.
Do you have those bills since you paid them? You must have those bills.
I don't have copies of all the bills. I have the bills totaled up on a spreadsheet.
No, I want to see the bills from the vets, not a spreadsheet. I want to see the bills from the vets. You pay them directly, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So we can get them.
Sure.
Great. And what about the Citrons? How many dogs have they had?
In their home, they've had, I believe, 9.
And how much money did you give the Citrons directly?
Maybe $150 cash for 2 crates.
And did you pay for any vet bills for their 9 dogs?
Absolutely.
Who else do you use to foster your dogs?
My 2 witnesses that I have here have been...
Name?
Dana Deedle. And also...
And how many dogs has she fostered?
She has fostered 2 for me.
And the other lady?
Is Joanne Benzenhafer, and she has fostered 6 for me.
And how much money have you given to Miss Dita?
Not a dime.
And the other lady?
Not a dime.
Have you paid for any vet bills on behalf of those dogs?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you stand up? What is your last name?
Deedle.
Miss Dita, what vet did you use for the bulldogs?
TLC.
And what kind of medical care did your 2 dogs need?
One needed to be spayed and neutered, and the other one just was a checkup.
Who paid for that?
Melissa.
Okay. And do you recall how much that was?
I don't recall offhand. Melissa took care of all the bills.
You can sit down. Could you stand up, please?
Certainly.
And you fostered 6 dogs?
Yes, ma'am.
And you took 6 dogs to your vet?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of medical care do they need?
Well, they all have to be spayed and neutered if they aren't. Sage died. Sage got bloat and died at an emergency hospital. Skin issues.
How long did they remain with you?
One was with me for several months, but most of them are in, get taken care of, whatever their needs are, and then they get placed into a regular home.
And who covered the vet bills?
Melissa paid everything.
Do you recall how much they were?
Well, Sage's bill at the emergency hospital was $471. And overall, I would say the other 5 probably ran to about $2,000.
And they were all paid directly by the rescue service?
Yes.
Great. You may have a seat. Now, how much money since April have you raised for the bulldog rescue?
$26,000.
And how have you done those fundraisers?
The way I do them is sometimes I will get a lot of donations and run a big auction. And that way, when the money comes in, the items are mailed out.
What kind of an auction?
Whatever people want to donate. It can be anywhere.
Where do you do the auction?
I did the auctions on my rescue page and on my personal page. But you had to go into the rescue page to be a part of that. And then every day I would have an item in it. It might be something as simple.
I'm just trying to figure out how you got the $26,000 since April.
Right.
Now, I would like to see what you posted about Miss Duncan on the Bulldog Facebook page and when you posted it.
There.
I'm going to read this. It says, scammer exposed, and it has the plaintiff's name and organization, My Dreams Bulldog Rescue. She's flipping dogs. What does that mean?
It means she's bringing them into rescue in a few days and adopting them out without proper vetting.
And who were you to make that judgment?
Because that's not how most bulldog rescues do it.
Well, but that's a subjective opinion.
Well, you can't assess a dog in 4 days. Behavior, medical.
Let me tell you, when they bring dogs in from Key West or from Puerto Rico, or from Mexico where there was an earthquake, if they're lucky enough, they put them on transports. They get them to a shelter and as quickly as possible adopt them out. If they can adopt them out in 2 days, that's what they do. They want to find homes for them. So when I say it's a subjective thing, it's subjective. And flipping dogs means to you and it means to your industry that you're not taking enough time to examine the home, etc.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Well, that's her opinion.
Yes, ma'am.
So you can't sue her on her opinion. She's allowed to have her opinion. All right, let's move on. She's fundraising 24/7. So what? So does the American Red Cross. So does the American Red Cross. So does Stand Up for Cancer. They fundraise 24/7. That's not defamatory. In this context, you may think it's defamatory, but I'm telling you, it's not defamatory. While collecting $800 a month Social Security disability, she's allowed to do that. I'm not sure what her disability is, but she's allowed to do that. She lives in a trailer, nothing wrong with that, that you've, so you're directing it to her, remodeled and furnished with your donations. Now, there's your problem. So what you're saying in that part of the sentence is she has misappropriated funds that she collected for her 501c3 and used it for her own personal benefit. Prove it. And you only have a couple of minutes. So get busy. Well, get busy.
I don't have the proof because she would never open up her books for us to look at it.
Well, so you have no proof.
I mean, I have pictures of things, but... And she never posted vet records.
Well, so then that's something that you can't say to her. She lives in a trailer that she's remodeled and furnished. That would have been fine. With your donations is not fine. Got it? She has adopted roughly 30 dogs with no home visit done. How do you know that?
I don't. It's what we were...
Shh, just a second. You don't. And where is an adoption of that adoption fee money?
She charges an adoption fee for each dog she's adopted out, plus all of her fundraising.
Is that against the law?
No.
No one Bully Rescue supports her. Well, that's your opinion. She adopts sick bullies.
One needed a tail amputation.
So what?
Well, you usually have them healthy before you adopt them out to a new home.
She paid for the tail amputation.
Yes.
Through whatever organization it was.
I have another one where the person adopted out a dog and she refused to pay for the vet bills.
Bring up that person.
Oh, I don't have them.
Well, that's too bad. Who did you bring with you?
Ruth Ann. She's a director of a huge rescue.
Oh, I don't need somebody. I need somebody to address these allegations, that they're factual basis for what you wrote in here, some of which is accusing her of a crime, some of which just slanders her. But if they're true, if what you're saying is she refused to pay for the medical bills of one dog, I would like to hear that person.
Well, I have it in writing.
No, you don't have it in writing unless you have the person here. That's hearsay.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She made a Facebook post stating she was closing down her rescue due to her husband's cancer and not because of the post. If you keep turning, you'll find her divorce she filed for on her sick husband.
And that has what to do with my dogs?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Melissa Duncan says Victoria Rigdon defamed her, causing her dog rescue to close.
You do understand that anyone has the right to look at your books and records if you're a 501c3 organization?
Yes, ma'am.
Did the defendant make an application to look at your books and records of your 501c3?
She sent a message via Facebook wanting to see them.
Other than a Facebook message that she wanted to examine your books, did she ever make a formal application to examine the books and records of your organization?
No, ma'am.
Did you ever make a formal application, other than a Facebook message, to examine her books and records?
No, other people had sent
her... Just a second. Bring them here. I'd like to hear people who had made a formal application and would deny that. You were coming to court today. That's your burden. You know what you were being sued for. I don't know if she's running an operation, and I don't know whether she helped herself to some of that money and remodeled her trailer. It's your burden to prove that she did, because you're the one who put it in here, accusing her of breaking the law, as a result of which she lost a lot of people, and according to her, she closed down her operation. Now it's up to you to show damages, because I've already determined that she has defamed you.
Can I say one thing? She made a Facebook post in her bulldog rescue stating she was closing down her rescue due to her husband's cancer and not because of the post.
May I see it?
And...
Fine. Because as we're on the issue of damages, and her damages is she says that she was forced to close down the rescue because of you. Oh, you say, you thank everybody, and you say that it's been a difficult few months. You've made some mistakes, you've had some successes, you've had some failures. But right now, I'm letting you know, with my next year ahead, rescue is not part of my daily schedule. I will be closing my dreams rescue as of September 2nd to focus on what really need to be.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is my husband. This has nothing to do with the posts that you may have seen. This is solely because I have obligations ahead.
If you keep turning, you'll find her divorce she filed for on her sick husband.
I don't.
And that has what to do with my dogs?
Your character.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So is what you're saying that in your post, you lied?
About my husband being sick?
You know, you lied about the reason you were closing down your rescue. It's here. One of them has to be the truth and one of them has to be a lie. So which one is the truth?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Melissa Duncan has accused Victoria Rigdon of defaming her, causing her dog rescue to close.
Damages. That's what we're on to. She wrote things here that she has no proof of and that clearly could be taken as being either fraud or criminal in nature if you use tax money to refurbish your own home.
Yes,
she has no proof of that.
Yes, ma'am.
So now tell me what your damages were.
As far as the financial damage, Your Honor, I do not have any because none of it was ever mine. What it has done is it has stopped an awesome rescue.
So is what you're saying that you, in your post, you lied?
About my husband being sick?
You know, you lied about the reason you were closing down your rescue.
What I did is I had posted that
It's post. Here. There's only one question. That's either a yes or a no. Either you closed down your rescue to care for your husband, which is what you say here, or was it a lie?
Neither.
It had to be one or the other. If you closed down your rescue because you had lost 3,000 people who were donating, which is what you allege in your complaint, that's one thing. But if what you're saying is, in here, I'm closing down my rescue to care for my ill husband who is going to need 100% of my attention for the next year, and if that's the truth, then that's the truth. But one of them has to be the truth and one of them has to be a lie. So which one is the truth?
I closed down the rescue because I lost all of my supporters.
So then what you wrote in this post was a lie?
Mm-mm. No, ma'am. It was not a lie.
You have to show damages. And if what you said in this is a lie in a post, and what you're lying about is your husband who has esophageal cancer.
He does.
That's a very bad thing to lie about that. To lie and say the reason I'm giving up any other activity is because I'm going to devote it to my husband. And you just told me that that was a lie.
He does have cancer.
Well, that's not the issue.
And the rescue, ma'am, I closed at the end of that time frame because it was going downhill. I was losing my supporters.
Okay, fine. It's a complicated issue.
I understand.
Libel,
that.
Defamation, slander. So I've tried to make it very, very simple. I've already determined that the defendant should not have said certain things about you for which you will be compensated. Minuscule. But what you're asking for is a lot. And if you want a lot, what you have to prove is damages. And what she has said is that she has no proof of certain things accusing you of criminality that she wrote in Facebook. It's her opinion that
yes,
some
ma'am.
Of the money that was donated went to your trailer. She can't prove it. She never made a formal request for your books and records. But accusing you of that is criminal behavior.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, is the fact that you were accused by the defendant of committing what would be a criminal act by using this tax-free money to remodel your house and to go fly off and visit friends and neighbors? Yes, you're entitled to some compensation for that because people have to be more careful about what they write. More careful about what they write. I've already read to you what you could have written and said I have no problem with that. Flipping dogs, your opinion, you know? Lives in a trailer, nothing wrong with that. Remodeled it, nothing wrong with that. But when you wrote with your donations, you had no proof of that, and you can't say that. So I'm gonna give her some compensation for that, which is 500 bucks, that's it. Not the 5,000 she's looking for, we're done.
Thank you.
Parties are excused, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy,
Did her new roommates behave like animals?
I saw a video of them having a party and playing beer pong on my table.
It was a college party, bunch of slobs, beer cans, a mess.
Next, Judge Judy.
Because she's always saying how poor, poor, poor she is all the time.
I thought she was an awesome lady. I didn't realize how evil she was behind the scenes.
And then she's posting pictures of her remodeled trailer, and
it was my passion. It's always been my passion.
It took out a person that we don't trust.
Absolutely hurt the animals. And as far as her saying that I flip dogs, shame on her.
She goes away quietly.
The evil right now is just horrendous, but karma will get her.